classic hits, Smash Mouth's version of I'm a Believer, a song which was written by Neil Diamond for the Monkees way back when. On Classic Hits, 25 past nine. G'day, Charles Maxwell here for your mornings. Well, the use of social media like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, blogging, it's exploded over the last few years. And did you know that Australia has some of the highest social media use in the world? Over 9 million Australians spend an average of 9 hours a month on Facebook alone. That's amazing. And in fact, social media has overtaken pornography as the number one use of the internet. So that's a fairly big job, isn't it? So it does make sense to be computer savvy and be aware of how social media can be useful to you. The University of Tasmania's Cradle Coast campus and PR firm Mum PR are banding together to show stay-at-home mums how they can better connect and communicate through social media with the upcoming Mummy Blogging Masterclass. And to learn more about this, we're joined this morning by the founder of Mum PR, Kelly O'Brien. Kelly, welcome to Mornings.
Hi, thanks, Charles.
Now, for some people, the world of social media or even just getting on the internet can be a bit confusing. Firstly, can you just explain exactly what blogging is?
Sure. Well, I guess blogging is a page on a website that gets updated regularly with content, which is blog posts. So that can be very different for different types of blogs. So, for example, I have a mum blog, Three Little Princesses, which is pretty much just what's going on in my head. and I update that. I used to update it daily, but now it's a little less regularly than that. But I talk about things like Tasmanian travel, Tasmanian food, and just things about being a mum, you know, toilet training and getting rid of dummies and all that sort of thing. So that's what it is for that. But for other people, food bloggers, it can be putting up photos and recipes. And I also have a business blog, which is the Mum PR blog as well. And that's more about teaching people about how to do social media, how to do public relations, and also blogging as well. So,
well, one of the great things about blogs is it can be about absolutely any topic at all. So what are the ways people can benefit from reading blogs and also from writing their own blogs? How does that help people, do you think?
Yeah, sure. I guess writing it and reading them is about building relationships. So you get to... I talk about this thing with it takes a village to raise a child, and this is particularly for the mum blogging sector. But these days we don't know who our neighbours are. We our parents are working later into life, so we don't have them to rely on. And that old thing of having your cousins and your aunties and uncles all around helping raise you as well doesn't happen as much anymore. So the thing is that by connecting on blogs and also on social media, that you get to form relationships with other mums. So at 2 o'clock in the morning when the baby is crying and you're pulling your hair out, you don't know what to do, there's always someone online in exactly the same situation as you that you can reach out and say, what am I doing? You know, help.
Yeah, it's good to know you're not alone in that sort of situation. Now, for new users to the internet, as I said before, it can be a little bit daunting. Next Monday, you're going to help make it easier. What kind of things will you cover in the Mummy Blogging Masterclass?
Yeah, sure. I guess it's basically about how to set up your own blog and also how to use Facebook and Twitter to benefit you. So on the Northwest Coast, we don't seem to be big users of Twitter at the moment. I'm not quite sure why that is. The rest of Australia has very much jumped on board. But we seem to be more Facebook users here. But it's about showing you ways to make it not so overwhelming. So you might look at your Facebook feed or your Twitter feed, which is, you know, the news items that come up from other people, and sometimes it's just too much of it. So it's finding ways to make that easier to manage. You can create lists. Just follow the people that are really relevant to you, the people that give you knowledge. If you're a mum and you want to learn about what to do with your five-year-old starting school, you know that there's certain mums that you can connect with that will help you get through that. Or if it's organising your home, or if you're in business and you want to learn something about, you know, finance or social media or PR or whatever it happens to be, then you can create lists to make that less overwhelming for you, because it can be. You start following one person and then another and then another, and the next thing, you know, it's all too much for you.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because there's so much out there that you can you know, actually become a little bit addicted to it sometimes, can't you?
Yes, very much so.
Now, so who's presenting on Monday night? Is it just you?
On Monday afternoon, it's myself and also Connect Pink editor Angela Carey. And Connect Pink is another social media format that's been set up by Fairfax. It's very much similar to things like Facebook. So, but probably more targeted at regional mums. So trying to get regional mums together and form networks that way.
I reckon it's a great idea. And the thing about this is once you get started on this, you'll find that it's so much easier than you ever thought, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And I guess the other part of the day, I mean, the blogging and the social media is the first half of the second session, but the second half is very much about now that you're online, where do you find services that are credible? Because mm-hmm. it's easy to get, you know, advice from one mum that might not actually be, you know, it's that whole thing, you've got a lump on your foot and you Google and the next thing, you know, you should be cutting your foot off type of thing. So where do you find those community service providers online? And so we'll have community service providers there talking with mums about, you know, how do you go about getting education and training opportunities, the child and maternal health services, and also access to government services as well. So it's showing how social media and online forums can actually lead you to experts in, you know, or relevant services for you as well.
Do you reckon you might not just get mums going along to that? It sounds like it's very, you're going to be very useful indeed. Now, where and when is it, and how can people get on board?
Yeah, sure. It's going to be at the University of Tasmania, the Cradle Coast campus in Burnie. It's on Monday from 2 till 4:30. But for those who can't make it, who can't get along to Burnie for whatever reason, a lot of the times you're stuck at home with a baby and you just can't leave, which is the whole point of what we're talking about, is the fact that sometimes you just can't get out and you can't build those relationships. So we're going to have a live blog on my Three Little Princesses site. So what happens is there'll be a post that goes up with a little window in it, and you'll be able to actually see exactly what the conversation is. There'll be someone there madly typing away, recording what's actually happening during the forum. So you can sit there at home and you can actually take part. You can type back and,
that's amazing.
Ask questions. Yeah, that's right.
Isn't the internet just amazing? It's just ridiculous. You could tap into your course from anywhere over the globe. You can save it and play it later. It's just amazing. Kelly O'Brien is the founder of Mum PR, and together with the University of Tasmania, they're putting on Mummy Blogging on Monday afternoon. I reckon it's a fantastic idea, Kelly. Well done, and I hope you have fun with it.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for supporting us too, Charles.
No worries. Thanks for joining us today. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye. There goes Kelly. Yeah, what a great idea. Like, if you don't know much about the internet or you want to get into blogging or, you know, you just got questions, and it's a great session. Mummy Blogging, 2 till 4:30 this Monday at the University of Tasmania on the Cradle Coast. And I'm sure if you look up mumpr.com.au, you'll be able to get some more information about that one. Fantastic idea. Well done. Coming up on Classic Hits, we're going to speak with our resident vet, Dr. Peter Holm. It's 27 minutes away from 10 o'clock.
Do you have an event or news about something you want to publicise? Simply email it to 7ad@7ad.com.au and we'll get it on air and on our website at classichits.net.au. Whether it's a charity, sports or community event, a school function or just a great community event, we want to tell people about it. We're committed to making sure the Coast hears about events that are important to our community. So email it to 7ad@7ad.com.au and leave the rest to us. Classic Hits, 7AD.
7AD Community Switch for MMG Rosebery, where safety is a way of life. Start your